This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, I am constantly reading news articles about the high rate of depression in people today. Most recently was an article about the soaring number of suicides in young girls with no solution in sight. Does God have a solution?
Well, certainly God does. Now, what you're referring to is actually some data that came from the Centers for Disease Control that said almost 6 out of 10 American girls felt persistently sad or hopeless. And that's the highest number ever recorded. In addition, approximately 30% of teenage girls have considered suicide. Now, this is a massive change. This is up by 60% over 10 years ago. Now, to switch gears to something more positive, somebody sent me a link to something written by a Jared Dyson. And the headline is, God is creating something beautiful in you. Each and every one of us is unique. We're all different with different challenges, different circumstances, different experiences in life. Yet we all have one thing about us. We're not going to be the beautiful vessel God wants us to be until we've been through the fire of life. God has a design and purpose for each of us. And that's true. Now, interestingly, in the scientific world, I was reading this article, and it says, you know, scientists don't think molecules really have a purpose or stars really have a purpose. But when you get to biological entities, they wonder if maybe there is. And of course, there is. And God has set this out. On the other hand, we've got people who claim to be scientists who don't actually believe in science. For example, I want to read an admission from a Nobel Prize winner by the name of Dr. George Wall from Harvard University. Regarding how life began, he said, the reasonable view was to believe in spontaneous generation, life from nothing. The only alternative is to believe in a single primary act of supernatural creation. There is no third position. Well, as long as you got to contemplate the magnitude of this task to concede that spontaneous generation of a living organism is impossible. Yet here we are as a result, I believe, of spontaneous generation.
Is Dr. Wald openly admitting that spontaneous generation of life, which he accepts, is impossible?
Yes. Now, Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines impossible as something that's incapable of occurring. And it's a falsehood to think it was spontaneous generation of life and there was no God. Now, the Bible in Revelation 22, verses 14 to 15, talks about blessed are those who keep his commandments. It said outside the city are those whoever love and practice a lie. And believing spontaneous generation of life is accepting a lie. Mm-hmm. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Apostle Paul warned Timothy to be wary of oppositions of science falsely called. So sometimes people say science says this, and it contradicts the scripture. No, then it's not real science. As it says in Romans 3:4, let God be true and every man a liar. The Bible is scientific and reliable. But we've got people now who are like those the Apostle Paul warned Timothy about in 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 7. It says they're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Okay, so let's suppose people today would approach God with at least an open mind by not rejecting the possibility that there is a chance that God is real. What would you say to them next?
Tell them to believe the truth. The Bible says, prove all things, hold fast, which is good. We have a free booklet called Is God's Existence Logical? That you can find at the ccog.org site. However, God's plan is a mystery for most. Now, God's purpose for his creation, by the way, is for eternity to be better. And because God does exist, and you can prove it, it makes perfect sense he has a purpose for each and every human life. Now, the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:28 was inspired to write, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. Now, what's his purpose? God's purpose for individual human beings is for each of them to be able to give love in a unique way to make eternity better for themselves and everyone else. Now, I'm going to go over some information about God's plan that's in our free online booklet, The Mystery of God's Plan, Why Did God Create Anything? Why Did God Make You? Also available at ccog.org. I'm going to skim through some of this. It's, for example, it starts here with God's plan takes into account what's happened to you. And the Old Testament says that, for example, in Psalm 33, verse 11, it says he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth, everyone. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. And the in Ecclesiastes 9, it says the works of the wise are in the hand of God. And also in Ecclesiastes 3:17, it says, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked for the time, for every purpose, and for every work. So what we've gone through, there's actually a real reason. Mm. Now that was from what we call the Old Testament, or the Hebrew Scriptures. Now I'm going to go to the New Testament. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 and 27 from the AFV. But the one same spirit is operating in all these things, dividing separately to each as God himself desires. Now you're the body of Christ and you're all individual members. I'm going to read now Galatians 6, verses 7 to 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that will also reap. He who sows to his flesh will of his flesh reap corruption, but he who sows the Spirit will his Spirit reap everlasting life. And the final scripture here I want to go to is Hebrews 6, verse 10, that says, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name.
So God's message for humanity, and I will add especially for young people, is that he won't forget the trials they went through and their labor of love. But to what purpose?
Well, God has a plan for all, and that includes you individually, whether you're called in this age or not. And God considers all your works, all that you've been through, all that you've suffered, all that you've accomplished is preparing you to make eternity better unless you ultimately refuse to support God's kingdom. Everything you've been through has been preparing you for the calling and work God has for you. And you will be able to give in a unique way to make eternity better. Now, the Bible mentions, just like the body has parts like hands and eyes for hearing, smelling, things like that in 1 Corinthians 12, we all have a unique part in the eternal plan that God has. Yes, your role could be quite different from the other billions of human beings. Mm-hmm. Don't think that God does not have a real plan for you, whether you're young or old, a teenage girl, or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Now, furthermore, you are accountable for what you do according to the Bible, and God will judge you based on what you do, as well as what you fail to do. The more you do that what you should do, the more you'll make eternity better for yourself and for others. Now, the more you don't do what's good for you or others, less you'll make eternity better for yourself and others. And God's the righteous judge. Now, the Bible is clear that we're going to be rewarded according to our works. Matthew 16, 27, Romans 2, 6, Proverbs 24, 12. But we will be able to help more people because of that. And the Bible says, after death, our works follow us, Revelation 14, verse 13, which basically means what we've learned and developed while physical will shape how we'll be able to give and work throughout eternity. The Bible is clear that everything God has done, he has a reason, Ezekiel 14, 23, including the length of our lives, which is usually a mystery for us. Mark 11, 22 says to have faith in God. And God does have fantastic reasons for everything he does, even though it doesn't always seem that way to us. Many have erroneously judged God based on their own conclusions. Yet in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, Paul was inspired to write, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the heart. Then each one's praise will come from God. So we see some things have been hidden, and we also don't know everything about any human. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know all people aren't the same. Right. God has an individual plan for each of us. God is working with all of us so we can have our part of eternity. As it says in Isaiah 32, verse 17, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever. Now I want to go to 16th Psalm and read verse 11.
Okay.
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Peace and pleasures forevermore. A better eternity.
I know God's plan is for all, but I just can't get the troubled youth of today out of my mind. What steps could all of humanity take that would begin to relieve the pain?
Well, in Philippians 4:13, the Apostle Paul wrote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Scripture says to resist Satan and he will flee. Pray to God, call on Jesus to help you. If you're facing some kind of tests or trials, or you're not, it's not going the way you want. I want to go back to the Psalms. Psalm 34, starting verse 11 says, come you children, listen to me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who deserves life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace and pursue it. Psalm 37, starting verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land, feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. We're supposed to do good and trust God. But what does all this mean? It means that God created what he did so his creation could do good. Or more specifically, God created everything he did so eternity would be better. Now, isn't that great? Well, it says in Revelation 15, verse 3, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. And going back to the Psalms, this time Psalm 31. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. God's goodness is great because of what he's prepared for us to come. God made humanity in order to give love, and so there'd be more love in the universe. And that's actually the meaning of life. So what's the mystery of God's plan? Why did God create everything? Anything? God created what he did so eternity would be better. That's why he created the universe. That's why he created men and women. He specifically created the universe as a heritage or inheritance for Jesus and all humankind. Humans who were granted eternal life will make eternity better. God's plan includes all who are being called in this age and those will be called in the age to come. Christian or not, why did God make you? Your purpose in this life is to build character so you can maximize your potential and increase how much better you can improve eternity. God made you so you can use your unique talents in order to give love to make eternity better. That's why God created what he did. That's why God made you. So we've got people these days with despair. The schools and societies turned against God, the Bible. They've distorted things, twisted things, and basically told people they don't really have any hope, but they do. Right. God so loved the world, it says in John 3:16, that he said his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God has a plan. Your life has a purpose. And if you're willing, and will do it God's way, you can make eternity better for yourself and all who will later hear God's call. And they, by the way, will also help make eternity better for you. And that is more than beautiful. It is absolutely fantastic what God has in store for those in eternity, for everyone who will listen to him and accept his ways.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.